In February 2018, while serving as the chief operating officer of a Lagos-based tech startup, Adesina Adewumi found that he struggled to maintain a work-life balance.
You know, my wife was actually ill, and you know, basically I had to do all the grocery shopping. I had to also combine, you know, leading a tech startup.
To ease the pressure, Adesina went in search of online grocery delivery platforms. But according to him, he couldn't find any that could deliver to his part of Lagos within the same day. Amidst all this, Adesina observed the turbulence within the Nigerian e-commerce industry at the time. Most notably, Naspers, one of the most active tech investors in Africa, announced exiting Konga and OLX, its two biggest e-commerce plays in Nigeria, all within the space of 3 days. And none of these exits were under favorable conditions. This got additional thinking about the obstacles preventing e-commerce from taking off in Nigeria.
So basically, I started researching, you know, alongside a few friends to say, what can we do differently? You know, Africa is very unique. Copy and paste doesn't work, you know, but you need to look at what works and then readapt that model to fit our economy.
On this episode of Built in Africa, we spotlight how Lagos-based e-commerce startup One Kiosk Africa is exploring the hyperlocal model to achieve sustainability in a struggling market. In the course of his research, Adesina examined how foreign companies like US-based Instacart operate a hyperlocal grocery delivery and pickup service in over 5,000 cities.
So I stumbled on Instacart, stumbled on Corner Shop, stumbled on some other few platforms, and I said, this is it.
Additional certainty stemmed from his previous experience running something similar, albeit unstructured, about 2 years earlier.
Far back in 2016, I decided to leave the financial sector, whereby I was working with Stanbic IBTC, to start up and to pursue my passion, you know, which is business. I started out Home Tutors Nigeria, and I was privileged, you know, to always, you know, visit some of our clients in the popular Eco Market. You know, as you know, Eco Market is one of the big, you know, busy markets. You know, you can even say it's one of the biggest busy markets in Lagos. So every time I go in there, I see opportunities. I see how people exchange, you know, value for money and all that. And I decided, okay, why don't we leverage on existing platforms to help them scale more?
So he went around stores in the market and began taking and uploading photos of on-demand items on online classified platforms like OLX and Jiji.
I saw that, you know, averagely in a week, I was making at least, you know, in sales volume, I was doing close to about 300,000, you know, averagely.
That was in 2016. 3 years later, in 2019, One Kiosk Africa was registered. Using a one-page site with Google Forms to gauge user feedback, the company launched its pilot, offering the stores the option to connect with buyers locally.
And voila, with just food, you know, in the initial stage, you know, we saw how the numbers rose. And then we knew that, yes, you know, it's time to expand and to build on this niche market.
The value proposition? Hyperlocal proxy shopping for busy people with promised same-day delivery within 59 minutes. Imagine that, like Adesina, you needed to test your e-commerce idea with a one-pager site, but you didn't know how to code. That seems overwhelming, doesn't it? Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. HostGator's website builder helps you get online and build a beautiful, functional website in a snap. With a drag-and-drop editor, a suite of apps and tools, and easy e-commerce integration, HostGator's website builder is the perfect choice for your business or personal website. You can customize your pages by dragging and dropping buttons, maps, forms, images, and more. And with their e-commerce package, you'll have everything you need to get your online store up and running with ease. Join customers around the world who have trusted their website to HostGator. Get started today by visiting HostGator.com and using the promo code BuiltInAfrica for up to 60% discount on all your purchases. That's BuiltInAfrica as one word. So how does One Kiosk Africa deliver on its promise?
So basically, we're able to guarantee a 1 hour delivery flow because we programmed our system, especially if you're using the neighborhood shopping flow on our web app, to be able to time the whole flow. So if you place an order, it's expected that the merchant that you're placing an order from actually accepts your order within 10 minutes. This translates even up to the time that this stuff is picked up, and then it translates and it trickles down to the average time that it takes to deliver this to you. And because obviously we have trusted logistic partners who are very efficient, averagely they do between 30 minutes to a cap of about 45 minutes anywhere across Lagos, which is like where we started from in that sense.
In places like Ikeja, Lagos capital city, the e-commerce startup delivers products from popular stores like Spar and ShopRite. However, its main focus is on the informal brick and mortar stores in these vicinities. Food and grocery items top the list of One Kiosk Africa's hyperlocal delivery. For the latter, cases exist where the items a customer wants are not accessible in grocery stores within that locality. To address this, they designed a market list feature.
Just like I said again, we have a market list, via web hub platform whereby, you could just submit a list of all your groceries. We have a lot of top, leaders, who constantly use this platform for this, because they trust us obviously to deliver.
Additional affirms that based on a survey the startup recently carried out, the market list service has saved users about 25% of their monthly spend compared to if they went to the market themselves. In addition, over 4,000 paying users in Lagos make use of the hyperlocal shopping and market list services. According to Adishino, the merchants listed on One Kiosk Africa exceed 14,000. One Kiosk Africa runs a commission-based model with said merchants. For hyperlocal shopping, it earns 10% on any product ordered, while collecting an average transaction fee of 2,750 naira, about $7, for market list items. Aware that the commission model might not suffice, the startup has plans to introduce a subscription model for merchants who wish to appear atop every region where they have a store. With its current business model, One Kiosk Africa has raked in over $200,000 in transactional value since July 2019. Additionally, Adishino says when the startup ended its pilot phase in December, it declared a $3,000 profit before tax. This, he emphasizes, is despite playing in an inherently loss-making market.
One of our unique selling points is the fact that we operate a zero inventory e-commerce model. Everybody will agree with me, especially those that are very familiar with the e-commerce space, that logistics around warehousing, inventory management, in terms of having personal stock is one of those things that causes overhead. Is very, very cumbersome, especially whereby we do not even have adequate infrastructures, to build or to bridge that gap here in Africa. So basically for us, we have told ourselves it's going to be totally a zero inventory model.
Like most startups, One Kiosk Africa started out self-funded. Not long after its pilot phase, it secured an angel investment from Niche Capital and Aptive Capital, a US-based VC firm where Adishino is a partner. According to him, there are plans to secure a funding round which will help scale across Lagos. Just as important as funding in a startup's journey is finding the right talent. one area the startup has found challenging?
Getting, extra skilled, tech hands, to join our team in the initial phase was a bit tough, especially because we were very lean, so basically it was a bit of a challenge, but, we have a very strong founding team. And basically sharing the vision, sharing our passion, sharing what we've been able to achieve, over the last few months, and showing people where we are going to has gradually helped people to, embrace us, while like, one of the top, go-tos, for people to want to work with us, right now. So we have experience cutting across, those who have worked within the financial sector. We've also had, a good representation in the retail space, operations, whereby, even our CTO has been privileged to work in a bank, has been privileged to also engage with a lot of MSMEs. I also, in the course of my working experience, have been privileged to work and engage directly with most of these MSMEs to understand their pain points, to understand how technology can actually, improve their lives. And basically, our CEO comes with experience in operations, as well as also having, a human touch. She's very strong in human capacity development, so she's able to coordinate end-to-end of the whole flow.
Onboarding popular stores has also proven difficult. According to Adishino, these stores prefer to digitize their sales channels rather than work with the startup. However, he believes that as long as users keep increasing, they will come around. The e-commerce market in Nigeria remains nascent, but players like One Kiosk Africa continue to create a niche for themselves in preparation for a ready market. Adishino is confident that if they're able to engage informal retail players to adopt online models, they can win the mass market. In bringing informal retail online, One Kiosk Africa also intends to help them connect to financial partners that can use their sales data to grant them access to credits for expansion. In the immediate future, Adishino looks to deepen One Kiosk Africa's presence in Nigeria within the next 12 months. After that, the goal is to get into Ghana, Kenya, South Africa, and Egypt over the next 5 years. Thank you for listening to Built in Africa. This script was adapted by Muyiwa Matuluko. Research and interview by Heritage Kenya Okafor. Sound design by Ogene Karu Obrutu. This is a production of TechPoint Africa. I am Muyiwa Matuluko. Please subscribe, share, and drop a review of this podcast by searching for Built in Africa on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. For more stories on startups and innovation in Africa, please visit techpoint.africa.